The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. And I welcome you to The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. Always, of course, glad to be listening with you. For me, it's important. I'm a program which brings together a whole landscape of music from the United States, Verdi Groffé's wonderful Deep Nocturne, and then I have Anna Schellest in a bang-up performance of the finale of Anton Rubinstein's Fourth Piano Concerto, and there will be the beautiful Alcott's movement from the Ives Concord Masque, played by an excellent practitioner of that work, especially wonderful by the name of Nicholas Zumbro. And there'll be a superb performance of Cascades by Ernst von Dohnányi in a Piano Matters debut by Terry Eder and the great British pianist John Ogden. Yes, sirree, Islame, the Fantasy Orientale by Balakirev. And there will be Arthur Rubinstein in Brahms. It's a show you must listen to with attention. It's a Garden of Eden. New, the old, the neglected, from Hungary to Russia, to the Orchard House in Concord, Mass., the home of the Alcotts. And I'm excited to listen with you on our favorite and indispensable, it is indeed that, WWFM, the Classical Network. So let's begin with the simply gorgeous intermezzo in B-flat minor of Brahms in his latest style of 1892. Note the subtlety of the left-hand figuration and the tender, warm passion of Brahms. He tells us it's an intermezzo, a free form, but it's not in reality. Brahms gives us a small sonata structure, so tight, so compact. In fact, it comes from the mind of one of the great structural geniuses. And all of it is based on the two-note phrase that opens the piece. And listen to the mature passion of Arthur Rubinstein, one of the beloved artists of the 20th century. Thank you. Arthur Rubinstein controlling every segment, every molecule of the tightly knit intermezzo Opus 117 number 2. If nothing else of value happened in 1892, this Brahms intermezzo made the year noteworthy. One of the most gifted of our young generation's pianists is Anna Schellest, born in Ukraine. She lives in New York, and she's a powerhouse at the piano, and she's a tender and lyrical artist as well. Her technique is a splendid tool, and her career is zooming along, and she's playing worldwide, from Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, the Great Hall of the Moscow Conservatory, and often she plays two piano works with her equally accomplished husband, Dmitri Schellest. Let's listen to Anna Schellest in the finale of Rubinstein's rousing fourth piano concerto. The conductor is the renowned Nim Jarvi, with the orchestra now in concert. Thank you. New CD on the Sorel Classic label of works by Anton Rubinstein with Anna Cellist as soloist, Nem Yarvi conducting the orchestra. And we heard an excellent performance, zinging and really singing, in the Anton Rubinstein Fourth Piano Concerto's finale. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and I'm avidly listening with you. I feel you. Brahms said, "There is no creating without hard work. That which you would call invention or a motif, that's to say, a thought, an idea, is simply an inspiration from high, for which I am not responsible, which is no merit of mine. It is a present, a gift, which I ought even to despise until I have made it my own by dint of hard work." And indeed, few worked with more intensity and skill than Brahms. If it was not up to his standard, he burned it. Donald Francis Tovey said Brahms burned enough music to create another great composer. Another recent CD is Music of the Night, American Nocturnes. The pianist is world famous. Her name is Cecile Lacaud, who has been intrigued with the lost American piano literature. Listen to Miss Lacaud closely, as she possesses a high degree of imagination, blessed with an unerring technique. Ferdy Groffé, 1892-1972, is known for his Grand Canyon Suite. And on this edition of The Piano Matters, we hear a piece titled Deep Nocturne. And it begins in a dreamy mode, and it moves towards a blues material, and the finale at the end is marked grandioso. Here now, Cecile Lacaud in Deep Nocturne by Ferdy Groffé. Nocturne of Ferdi Groffet from Cécile Lacott's two CD sets on the Danakord label of this work. It's quite a succulent piece of music, this unknown gem handled by Lacott with extraordinary intuition and understanding of the idiom. That is what a pianist must have. You can't just play notes. You have to understand the exact idiom. And every composer is a different one. This is The Piano Matters, a program to celebrate the piano literature in all facets and periods. As you know, my man is Shakespeare. And he says, "The devil rides upon a fiddlestick," which means a violin. As you may know, the devil tunes his favorite instrument in tritones. The devil's own interval is the tritone. Ah, I wish Paganini, that devil, had composed something grateful for the piano. But he did not. Let's get back to our piano. Yes, the instrument had a father, and the father of the instrument was called Muzio Clementi, an Italian who was doubtless the finest, most brilliant technician of his era, more so than Mozart. Once, when walking in Westminster Abbey, I just simply looked down. And what did I see? I was walking on Clementi's gravestone. And it said, "Muzio Clementi, born in Rome, 1752, died in London, 1832. The father of the pianoforte." I have a splendid performance for us to hear, the finale of the C major sonata by Clementi, as played wonderfully by one of the greatest Russian pianists, in a live performance from the early 50s. Here is Emil Gilels. third movement of the sonata in C major by Clementi, and Clementi said of himself, "I am an old Englishman and a young Italian." Born in 1752, that's 4 years before Mozart was born, and he was transplanted to England when he was 12. And from that moment almost, he started the revolutionizing of the new art of piano playing and piano building. This is The Piano Matters. I'm your host and programmer, David Dubal. I hope you somehow got through the welter of political madness, had a reasonably fine week. Maybe you had some mango ice cream, as I did, or even a peach pie. 'Tis the season for it. And remember, our station, as you feel inclined, give us some of the fruits, even peaches, of your labor, as we give back to you in abundance. Erno van Dohnányi, 1877-1960, great Hungarian pianist and teacher of George Scholte, Geza Anda, Annie Fischer, the list is a who's who of pianists from Hungary. He ended his days, however, at Florida State University. And I remember when I was Hausreit Eminent Scholar at that university, I was touched to be teaching in Dohnányi's studio. He composed brilliantly for his instrument, and we shall hear his Cascades, Opus 41, number 1. And the pianist is Terry Eder, who is making her Piano Matters debut. And she made a New York debut in 2004. Subsequently, she's played and taught throughout the United States. And her performances of Hungarian music have been especially noted. On the Hungara Tone label, she has given us an entire CD of the underplayed, brilliant, and often melting music of Dohnányi. Here is Cascades of Dohnányi, the pianist, Terry Eder. Thank you. and that was Dohnányi's superb water piece titled Cascades and played with skill and style by American pianist Terry Eder. Who was it that said, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration? It may have been Thomas Alva Edison who said that, but I'm not certain. I don't agree with his percentages, however, and some artists deny inspiration at all. And if this is so, their productions are usually quite dry. However, you can't buy inspiration. It's a gift. Charles Ives wrote a piano sonata, and he called it Concord Mass, 1840-1860, and it's about the New England Transcendentalists. And the sonata commemorates Emerson, Hawthorne, the Alcotts for the third movement, and the last, Thoreau. It's a huge undertaking for any pianist, and for many years, Nicholas Zumbro has played premieres of this work in many places. It is a work that has been an obsession to him. The third movement is a portrait of the Alcotts, and as you know, Louisa May wrote The Little Women. Here is the Alcotts movement from the Ives Concord Mass, completed in 1916. You know, it's hard listening, not the third movement that we will hear, but it is over 100 years old now. Ives used to say, stand up and listen like a man. Here is Nicholas Zumbro to play it for us. Thank you. the American pianist Nicholas Zumbro, well known as a teacher as well, has taught at Arizona State, I think, Juilliard, etc. And he played the most meditative movement of the Ives Concord Mass for us, the Alcotts. And he played it with heart, I thought. Mili Balakarev, born 1835, he died in 1910. It was a long life, and he composed very little during it. I mean, he was constantly revising. He's a member of the Russian Five and their teacher. Fine pianist that he was, he could never quite master the hardships of his own Islame. And it's true, one of the masterpieces of the piano from the Russian Five. Balakarev subtitled Islame, Oriental Fantasy. The late John Ogden is the pianist for us. Thank you. John Ogden closes up the piano in a vibrant performance of Balakirev's Islame. Oh, the work that has to go into playing that. And yet, it was said that Franz Liszt sight-read it. Is this possible? Do join me next week, same time, same station, in another edition of The Piano Matters. In his seminal essay, Concerning Human Understanding, John Locke wrote, "It is insignificant to ask whether man's will be free as to ask whether his sleep be swift or his virtue square. Liberty is as little applicable to the will as swiftness of motion is to sleep or squareness to virtue." This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.